I'm pretty sure that everyone would classify Stevie Wonder as one of the modern or most contemporary teachers of love and masters of love in the world. And I don't think you could argue with him and win. As a matter of fact, we've just been outnumbered. And again, I'd like to just recommend that you look at love in a bigger, different light. That you look at yourself in a new light. That you examine your love and recognize that you're attached to that source of love itself. And what does this mean to you? It really helps if you can learn to look at the world and see that there's just two thought systems going on here. There's the fear, which I call a cry for love, call for help. Any sort of attack is automatically a call for help and unconscious recognition of the truth which has been denied. And the other, which is our true thought, is, of course, the love itself. I think I mentioned earlier that when you fall in love with somebody, you get this super rush, this feeling of incredible power, this happiness that you can't describe that obviously doesn't feel like it's from this world. Well, it's not of this world. But what you really need to recognize is this is what I meant when I said earlier that the love we're seeking already belongs to us. It was your own love you came into contact with. How else would it make you feel so good? If you're just falling in love with somebody, you know, recognize that you don't want to rope it in or tame it or call it your own or try to limit it in any respect. And also, it's important to understand that each individual has that power within them to experience that peace and joy. It's not bounded by a special relationship. A special relationship can bring it to mind and make you aware of your love, that love is not bound by form, that it is strictly content and not form of any kind. So while you're looking at the world, what we're going to see here is an abundance of cry for love, call for help. We see it and witness it every single day. It's all over the world. And so it is up to us to become teachers of love and to stand tall and be strong in the face of seeming adversity, because we have all the power in the world within us. I mean, if we came from what is all powerful, then it stands to reason that we do have all power within us. And that limitation that we impose upon that love seems to weaken us and make us feel small and frail and little. That's a decision that you made as an individual to prove to yourself once again that you're not really worthy of love. How long do you want to run with that scenario? Do you want to take your power back, forgive the world, and set it free from all the unloving thoughts you held against it? Do you want to feel all-powerful? Then recognize you're connected to what is all-powerful. And the best thing you can do, you don't even have to use words in order to teach love. Actions speak louder than words. I guess we're all aware of that. Be a demonstration. That's what love is. It's a demonstration of that inner peace, that inner power, the fact that you're invulnerable, that nothing can deprive you of your own happiness, that it is inherent in what you are, that you are completely worthy, that there's no one and nothing in the world that has the power to take that away from you. Just keep strong in your mind, and if you seem to fall by the wayside, recognize in your own self that this too is just a call for help and a cry for love, and that help is with you, and it's something that we call a power of love. Now, we're using semantics, which are automatically a limitation. Words are a very slow form of communication, and they can be twisted and turned to mean something else. But in your own experience, you're not going to be deceived. In the expression of life that you feel within yourself, you're not going to be fooled. Again, it's up to each and every one of us to make that decision to tap into our own personal power and use that to save a world which is in darkness and despair. Thank you so much for listening. I love you. And we're going to close the show with the same song we open with, Jesse Colin Young. And we'd do well to follow in his footsteps and learn to walk that talk about love.
You can get my brother. It's about what you can get. Walk our talk, but I'm not-